T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, on the line with us is not just a great coach, but a really great person, one of the best people we've ever met in our lives in sports. The former head coach of St. Joe's, Phil Martelli, is with us. Hi, Phil.
Angelo, thanks for having me on.
Well, I just want to start by thanking you for 34 brilliant years at St. Joe's and 24 as the head coach. They owe you so much. Let me just start with this, Phil. Was there any inkling this was coming?
Well, Angela, I was aware, as every year, that there were critiques, that there were going to be discussions at the end of the year, and I've always been comfortable with that, and I've always kind of focused on, are we doing the right things on the court? Are we doing the right things off the court? Are we staying true to our foundations, our cultures? And I went into the meeting on Monday knowing that there would need to be changes. None of us were happy with being 14-19. None of us were happy with falling short of preseason predictions, individually and collectively. So the meeting, when it was called, was, all right, good. We're going to get started. We're going to make the necessary changes. I will be an agent of change, and you know what? We're going to go back to our roots, and we're going to win our next game. We're going to win the next game that we play.
I think, you know, we've taken an enormous amount of calls this week on not just all that you contributed to the city, Phil, but on the way it was done. And the consensus among the fans is it was just too cold. Do you feel it was too cold the way they did it?
I think I've had to separate it, Angelo, in the decision and then the execution of the decision. So I still don't know I don't know the timing, and I have purposely not seen a press release. I've not seen, you know, a supposed press conference or any of that. It cut out my heart. It irreparably harmed my family, and I had to concentrate on those areas and not on creating a bitterness and an anger that would not serve me emotionally, psychologically, or for the future.
All right, Phil, I realize you have tuned a lot of it out, and I hope you don't mind me just playing one thing here, because I want you to understand the extraordinary impact you have had on this community and how many people love you. This comes from the reigning champion right now in the NCAA's, Jay Wright. He was going on with Coach Krzyzewski just a few days ago, and he heard about it just before he went on. I just want you to hear his reaction in the moment to you no longer being at St. Joe's.
I just heard. I'm kind of speechless, actually a little emotional. Philadelphia, there's a history.
It is.
There's a fraternity. There's a brotherhood. We all take great pride in it. I don't really know. I'm not a good time for me to talk about it. I'm shocked.
Phil, that was the reaction of lots and lots of people. Do you realize it had that big a reaction?
Angela, I was made aware of that, and I'm not a name drop, right? I could care, you know. Mike Krzyzewski called me and told me. Wow. Called me directly. These guys are getting ready for the NCAA tournament. They're getting ready to pursue championships. There have been well over 1,000 texts and calls and emails. It's got to be approaching 2,000. I'm not bragging. I could have my own NCAA tournament twice over with the people and coaches that I don't really know. Not Jay Wright's my friend. Fran Dunphy's my friend. I'm overwhelmed, and I will sincerely thank everybody. I'll thank the callers from to WIP who have sent me an email or a text, you know, that not only for this moment in time, but for the support that I've had for 34 years in a city that I loved and at a school that was a way of life for me and my family. And what has happened is St. Joseph is now a place that I worked, not a way of life.
Phil, one thing surprised me in the aftermath of this, and it is your determination to keep coaching. Could you tell us what about it you love?
First and foremost, Angelo, I believe basketball is the greatest societal experiment. That basketball doesn't care if you're black or white, doesn't care if you're rich or poor, doesn't care if you have a court in your driveway or if you have to go to your local park to get your shots up. When you get on a court and you're playing 1-2-3, everybody's asked to dribble, pass, shoot, share the ball, to compete. So I've been enamored with basketball since I was 12 years old and I moved to Delaware County. And I felt with all the coaches in my life, my grade school coaches, my high school coach, my college coach, I marveled at their ability to change lives and bring joy into lives. I'm not done, and it's not, you know, I need to certify my legacy at St. Joseph's University. Angela, I want to be on a court. I want to be jumping up and down and hugging kids. And I want to turn around to one of those kids and hand them scissors and say, my man, go up on that ladder and cut down your piece of the championship net. Because they could take away your jobs, they could take away your actions, and they could take away your loved ones and your health. Championships last forever. And I'm determined to give that to another group at another place, and to put smiles on people's faces and joy in their hearts. That's why I want to coach.
That's an awesome answer. Phil, there's something you said in the aftermath of this that really resonated with a lot of people, I think, because nowadays we see, you know, college sports as just another form of business. But you said you always saw your association with St. Joe's as being a partnership. And could you talk a little bit about it goes beyond just the wins and losses and what happens on the court?
I always knew that I held a responsibility to the president, to the development office, to the admissions office, to the public relations office. I understood that basketball was the window through which people viewed St. Joseph's University. And I didn't want to be a king. I didn't want to be a dictator. I don't want to sit there and say, I'm in charge of these 13 guys. But I want to be your partner. So if the academic office needed me to jump a kid to get him on path, I wanted that. And I always sought that. And I knew that no one could be an island. And I watch other guys in my profession, and they get bigger than life. And I couldn't do that. I could only operate if I had partnerships with the families of the players. Like when a player screws up and I want to call the family and say, you know, he's missed his 8 o'clock class twice. Or do you think he's better this summer to stay around Philadelphia or to take an internship somewhere else? What do you think about getting involved in USA Basketball? What do you think about putting his name in early? I wasn't going to make those decisions, but I was going to be a partner in making those decisions. And I wanted in all my time at St. Joseph's to be considered a good partner. And I couldn't have done it any other way. And when I move on, I will not do it any other way.
Phil, the last thing I really have for you is just, I wonder, I know how hard this has to be for you and for your family right now. Is it any consolation that so many people have been moved by your tenure there and the legacy of St. Joe's and what you did there would live forever? Is that a consolation for you, our reaction?
It's a bomb, a soothing bomb on a wound that I'm afraid Angelo will never heal. I'm overwhelmed. And if I was glib, and if at any point in time people thought I was glib, or what it's felt like, Angelo, is I've attended my own funeral.
Wow. Phil, I all I can say to you, I feel terrible myself, and I feel a lot of anger as well to how they handle this whole thing. I just want you all to know. I want you and your family and all the people associated with you to know what you mean to this city, what you will always mean to this city. And whatever you ever need, Phil, please let us know. The whole city is reaching out to you right now.
I appreciate the way that you allowed me to be me, Angelo, over all these years, and Rhea and Al, and you're my friends for life.
Well, and you, I hope, will always be a part of our show, Phil, and we'll continue to pay you what we've paid you in the past.
First laugh I've had in days.
Phil, I love you, man. Be well, please.
Take care, Phil.
Love you.
Thank you, Phil.
Take care.
Phil Martelli, one of the great people Philadelphia has ever known in sports. And I'll give you my instant reaction. He's being insanely classy about it.
Yeah.
Al, what they did to him, and he did not hide the impact this has had on him, but what they did to him, there has to be something today from the people who run St. Joe's that at least addresses how poorly they handled the original story. Don't that, Al, you know PR better than I do. Don't you have to do something beyond the robotic message they sent out?
What can they do now? That damage is done. It was a murder-suicide. They may have killed him, but they killed themselves at the same
time. I know, but did they not?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.